please have your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stumped since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Who's gone crazy? Is it Obama or government? Government has gone mad. Government out of control here. We got to rein it in if we can here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. That's right. Freedom never ends, in fact. They'll try to squash it out as they attempt to do so. With each passing executive order, they're snuffing out or attempting to or setting the stage to snuff out liberty in this republic, this one shining republic. Reagan's favorite words, if you will, to warn everybody, saying the scariest words a government official could ever say to you, hi, we're from the government and we're here to help you. That is as prescient today as it was when Reagan said it and when the Founding Fathers were writing the Declaration of Independence, framing the Constitution, etc., all of which seems to have gone by the wayside with this latest executive order. What were you doing on Friday? Well, Obama was signing an executive order into existence that would give control over everything to the government. Complete control over all resources in the United States in times of war or emergency. Or maybe not. Or maybe the emergency is you've run out of Tide. I've run out of laundry detergent. Obama, save us. Declare an emergency. Give us our laundry. I mean, you know, people are stealing laundry detergent just to get by, to sell it on the street so they can buy what? Drugs? I don't know. This is where we are today. We have abandoned liberty to such a degree that we would shrug on a Friday, March 16th, 2 days ago, when Obama signs this new executive order, expanding upon prior order issued in 1950 for what's called disaster preparedness, giving the office of the president complete control over all the resources in the United States in times of war or emergency. And many will still shrug and go, who cares? Obama, he's not really going to target us. He's not going to target any Americans. Oh, wait, he already did target some Americans. Oops. Well, he's not going to do it again. He's a kinder and gentler president. He's not like Bush 43 or even Bush 41. Wait, who comes after Obama? Pray tell, would it be Ron Paul? If it would be the case, of course, we'd have a lot less to concern ourselves with because those executive orders would be overturned in a moment. But as we see here, the Republican Party establishment elite do not want a Ron Paul as president. They would rather have Obama as president, as evidenced by their attacks within the party to fraudulently deny the vocal electorate of those who support liberty, the return to liberty, from having their say. Lots more coming out about that. This is a time when all of the illusion is coming out. Is it not? I mean, it's 2012. This is the year. Maybe not every one of them, but a lot of them are becoming more and more apparent to me. Well, to me, I mean, to you as well, perhaps. Let me know. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a lot to do today. In fact, gastroenteritis is on the rise, according to the CDC. I'll tell you, you will not need a colorectal surgeon after you listen to this show. Pink slime for preschool. Old people and exercise. Are you addicted to exercise? Could it be? We'll talk about that. How about antibiotic resistant? Is it going to ring the death knell for antibiotics? Is there anything else? White rice causing type 2 diabetes. We hope to hear from Christopher Barr, my dear friend, nutritional historian, not a doc, a little later in the program. Chris, if you're out there, second hour, I look forward to hearing from you. 800-259-5791, if you'd like to be part of the show, chime in on government going mad. Of course, it always was going to go mad. It was just a question of whether we, the people, would restrict its madness. It's uncontrolled, out-of-controlled madness, because that was the danger. The dangerous beast, right, is a horrible master.
and must be constrained within the confines of the duly ordained Constitution. And some people are now saying the Constitution was not enough. Was not enough because the people would go to sleep one day, would not remain vigilant, would not defend liberty, would not acknowledge that the role of government, at least in the organic American Republic, was to defend individual liberty. The National Defense Resources Preparedness Order gives the executive branch the power to control and allocate energy, production, transportation, food, and even water resources by decree of the king, whether it be King Obama, whoever comes next, except for Ron Paul. Maybe Gary Johnson would undo it too, I don't know. Under the auspices of national defense and national security, as you've seen, national defense and national security has caused the decrees to feel up grandma, check into her depends, to x-ray little children, to molest women who have larger mammaries, real or imagined, because they'll put you in the x-ray machine and ogle you at the transportation security theater happening at TSA and airports. The order is not limited to wartime implementation, as one of the order's functions includes the command and control of resources in peacetime determinations. What happens if the collapse of the Federal Reserve note dollar happens because the Federal Reserve is printing it up, $15 trillion out of thin air, even outside the auspices of Congress, which abdicated its authority under the Federal Reserve Act of 1913? What happens when those paper dollars, those phony, funny money dollars, cannot buy you a loaf of bread, much less a roll of toilet paper? Is that enough of an emergency? It's non-war. It's a peacetime. We must determine that we have to control all resources because you can't afford to buy them. Section 101 in this, and I've got it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. You've got to check it out. Yes, we are doing some constitutional healing today on the air. If you'd like to be a part of it, 800-259-5791. Especially if you're a naysayer and you think, oh, this is just blown out of proportion, Robert. RSB, you don't know what you're talking about. Of course the government's benevolent and kind. They only want to help us. This order delegates authorities and addresses national defense resource policies and programs under the Defense Production Act of 1950 as amended. The act. B, it goes on to assess on an ongoing basis the capability of domestic, industrial, and technological base to satisfy requirements in peacetime and times of national emergency, specifically evaluating the availability of the most critical resource and production sources, including subcontractors and suppliers, materials, skilled labor, and professional technical personnel, according to the White House. There is no free market. You see what's happened here? We've got a command-controlled, centralized economy. We are communists. We have become the communist United States of America. And they laughed at the John Birch Society? Look at what's happened here. Additionally, each cabinet under the executive branch has been given specific powers when the order is executed and include the absolute control over food, water, and other resource distributions. False flag events included. They are planning on a war to never end. Perpetual warfare. John McCain's wet dream coming true. Obama administration wants to attack Iran. Why? Because they don't want to accept Federal Reserve notes for oil, much like Libya was talking about. Was Syria saying the same thing? Dollar hegemony? It's not even a dollar. Congressman Ron Paul has... Am I yelling? To all my little old lady listeners, please accept my apologies. I'm a little animated. You might say, out of sorts. For my British listeners, are you out of sorts, Robert? Perhaps, but I'm looking at the crumbling and the destruction of what remains of freedom in America. And those who have already lived under communist rule in the Eastern Bloc and the former Soviet Union are trying to warn us as well. Are we listening? Complete and absolute control over food, water, and other... What do you think all of these little incremental laws are? That so-called slippery slope that doesn't exist. Obama doubling and tripling down on Bush. Because we are under attack. They hate us because we're free. If that's the case, they gotta love us now. Freedom goes bye-bye under the Obama administration. And do you think Mitt Romney or Rick Santorum are going to make any differences and changes to Obama? Sorry, for those of you who hold out hope that, well, if they don't allow Ron Paul, I'll just have to bite the proverbial and pull the lever for Romney or Santorum. All right, hang it up now. What is happening in 2012 here is the complete delegitimization of the de facto corporate United States. The fact that the controlling interests do not want you to choose your candidate. Because if you were able to do so, Ron Paul would be leading in every category. And this is setting the stage for more of the awakening of those who are giving their last-ditch effort to go to the polls and pull that lever, so to speak, for Ron Paul. We're going to see what happens. It's going to be a very interesting year. In fact, it already is a very interesting year. Now, some of the roadmap out has been written about by my dear friend Jonathan Emord, who you've heard on this program many times over the years. His new book, Restore the Republic, talks about this in depth. And I will acknowledge another wonderful, amazing book that if you have not read already, it's by another dear friend of mine, Michael Bednarik. It's called Good to be King. Still as prescient as the day it was written years ago when he was running for president under the Libertarian banner back in 2004. These are amazing things. Even the Constitution and Declaration of Independence become basically terrorist papers. Because those who dare bring up the Constitution, those who dare bring up the Declaration of Independence, and the reasons why they were there and are there, even if they're not acknowledged, are now deemed potential domestic terrorists. How far do you want it to go? Have we strayed far enough from liberty yet, or do we need to go deeper into cancer and autoimmunity? It's your choice, and it's your show right now, the Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking it. Rocking it for health, freedom, and liberty, 800-259-5791. Check it out online, robertscottbell.com. Remember, gastroenteritis, we've got that. We've got physiological healing, and if you call in, we'll put you on the air, 800-259-5791. Back after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I promise. I'll be better. I'll be better. I won't be so animated. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now in slow motion. Executive orders. If they do not have your dander up, as they have for law, you know, going back to Clinton, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool, right? I don't need congressional authority. Who cares about the people? I'll just write it down. Now, if we understood the difference between the separation of powers and the consolidation of those powers under the executive branch, which is the power of a king or an emperor, we might be a little bit more concerned. Or we might be constraining the executive branch to say your executive orders only apply to the executive branch of government. But since the executive branch of government has run roughshod over the congressional branch or the legislative branch, as well as the judicial branch, we now have a bureaucratic oligarchy led by King Obama, as it was King Bush before him. And because of this, we just pretend, or we basically acquiesce by our unwillingness to stand in defiance of unconstitutional federal mandates, unconstitutional regulations, to basically tacitly agree with what's going on here. Now, some could argue executive orders were created for national defense and national preparedness are not new. They're not new. They've been around. But each instance, consider this. They brought about a constitutional crisis that nearly led standing presidents to hold dictatorial power over the citizenry. Going back to the war between the states, President Lincoln halted freedom of speech and freedom of the press while at the same time revoking habeas corpus and the right to a fair trial under the Sixth Amendment. During World War I, when Congress refused to grant Woodrow Wilson extended power over resources to help the war effort, he invoked an executive order which allowed him complete control over businesses, industry, transportation, food, and other economic policies. And in both cases, it was only after the death of each president that full constitutional powers were restored to the citizens of the United States. Now, I would argue they were never removed because you can't remove that which is inherent in you. That is your right to life, liberty, and property. But they can pretend, and you can pretend that they're no longer yours, and you can just lay down, give it up, and say, you can have it. I don't want to mess with it. You can have it. It's too hard. It's too hard to live free, Robert. We can't expect to be free. It's just too hard. We don't have enough Federal Reserve notes to get by. Because we rolled over late, played dead when, you know, FDR said no more gold, right? Or Nixon cut it off completely in 1971. The economy of the United States is based on the free flow of resources, energy, and the rights of consumers to buy and sell as they see fit. That's a free market. Some would say capitalism. I don't like the term anymore because it's been corrupted. It's now crapitalism or phony capitalism or crony capitalism. Any interference in this economic process quickly leads to shortages, rising prices, and civil unrest. The purpose of President Obama signing this new executive order, unclear to some, however, it may coincide with information coming out of Israel the other day that plans for a tactical or strategic strike on Iran are accelerating, oil prices rising. They don't want to accept Federal Reserve note dollars. You follow this? Follow the money. Follow the power. They're setting up for a long-term war, of course, that will destroy freedom here at home. You want to defend this nation? Bring the troops home. Defend our borders. Constitutionally, it's appropriate, it's legitimate, and it would cost a fraction of what we're spending today on policing the world and nation building and defending borders that are not our own. Hats off to Kenneth Shortgen, I apologize, Jr. He's a finance examiner. He's written this piece in the Examiner, and I've got it linked up at robertscottbell.com. We continue on with things that tie into this, and that's the Obama kill order, right? And this is where he has basically said executive power, I can target whoever I want for termination. And what's even more extraordinary about the claim? which would be viewed by the framers of the U.S. Constitution as the very definition of authoritarian power, it was met not with outcry, but by muted applause. Where are the progressive leftists? I know some of them are abandoning Obama, but not Bill Maher from HBO. He's doubled down and said, we need to put him in there. Here's $1 million for his super PAC. Where due process once resided, Eric Holder, Attorney General, offered only assurance that the president would kill citizens with care. We kill before because we care? What is this? No jury by trial? No ability to face your accuser? No right of habeas corpus? You can go to Guantanamo Bay. Is this a year that all ends? Because if you think about it, if you love liberty, if you love these United States, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and it inspires you that we inspired the planet towards something that had never, at least in recorded history, been tried before. And now you're standing up and pointing out, my God, they're destroying the very republic that they swore an oath to defend, the Constitution. And you wonder, will the police, will the military, will they side with the bureaucratic oligarchy? Will they side with a power-mad government and those in charge of it who want power? Which is why we should be supporting Ron Paul, because he's the only guy that doesn't want the power. And they joke to Ron. They say, well, you don't want it. You can't see yourself in it. So why should we bother you with you? You're just a joke. No, the joke is all on us if we vote for Romney or Santorum or anybody else over Obama. I mean, anybody but Obama. I understand that. I do. But if you think Romney's going to change things, is going to rescind these executive orders, you got another thing coming. He is owned by Goldman Sachs as well. He might be a nice guy. He evidently has a friendly, cordial relationship with Ron Paul. They're not making backroom deals. But is that enough? Because he's a nice guy? Obama, some people think he's a nice guy. Was that enough for you? Was it because he had more pigment? We all feel better now because, okay, now America is not a racist nation. It was never a racist nation because there were always individuals in it who were not racist. Because you can't say everybody is racist. Of course, it's the ignorance of the truth of who you are, of who we are, who I am. I'm not black or white or yellow or red. Recognizing who we are and our place in the universe and our passion, our mission for living. And realizing that the only way to live that fully is to get the obstacles out of the way. Find out a way to circumvent them. And there'll always be obstacles because we're on planet Earth. It's the training ground, is it not? But our forefathers, our founding fathers, set the stage for a place where liberty could flow more freely than it ever had in recorded history. The question is, do we abandon the experiment in liberty at this point? Say, it's too tough. It's too tough. And Obama, he's a sweet man. He knows basketball. He likes the NCAA. He's all right. Oh, Romney, he might be from a religion that a lot of people don't understand. Some might call it a cult. I'm not here to judge it because I believe in liberty and freedom, and religious freedom is a foundation, a very critical foundation of these United States, in fact. I would defend your freedom to worship however you see fit as long as you violate nobody else's rights in the process of doing so. But right now we've got a government seen fit to violate the rights, not only of due process, but the right to liberty, the right to your life. Based on the executive branch decision through executive fiat order that they can kill United States of citizens abroad or at home if they simply declare them enemy combatants or terrorists. The health of the nation is at stake here, my friends. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to talk physiological health and healing. You want to hear about gastroenteritis, the reason why people are more people than ever are dying from it? I will tell you. I will tell you. We'll also have a moment of duh. Really extraordinary stuff coming up. 800-259-5791. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com right now. Coming back after this.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there. You've reached Claire. Leave me a message. Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Remember, if you can't get enough of the Robert Scott Bell Show, because Lord knows who does, 6 days a week. Yes, five additional days a week here. National News Radio, Monday through Friday, nationalnewsradio.com. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com right now. Cranking it up through Genesis Communications Network all over planet Earth and these United States, all our wonderful affiliates picking us up. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on the place for health, freedom, and liberty like nowhere else in media. Thank you for being here. Department of Homeland Security, they strike again. What? How would we even be alive without the DHS, right? This massive bureaucracy bigger than all other departments of Homeland Security around planet Earth. The homeland, the fatherland. We must protect the fatherland from viruses now. Yes, that's right. Big story off of Natural News. The Department of Homeland Security is set to begin construction on a new high-risk bioweapons research facility on the campus of Kansas State University. Yay, go KSU! In Manhattan, Kansas. Look out, everybody. Wear a biohazard suit on Kansas State University. Should there be a tornado, an earthquake, a dust storm, a flood? Oh, you never get floods in Kansas. You could have viruses that who knows what they are. They'll be created in a lab, similar to the way they were created on Plum Island in the Animal Disease Center there that they're closing down because it's decrepit and old, and they need new ways to enslave your grandchildren with debt that can never be repaid. And that's what they're doing. According to the department, $54 million has been approved for the construction of the proposed National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. This new facility will feature a bio-level 3 and 4 virus level, some without any known cures. I'm telling you, modern medicine and the maniacs that they are here don't know cures to anything. They don't even know the reason why viruses may be harmful. They may not be, in fact. They're part of the whole order of the universe. But this is not what they want to acknowledge here, as they're building this facility in the heartland now in Kansas, in a seismically active zone as well. But I'm here to tell you, first and foremost, they've got it wrong, because viruses don't cause disease. That's right. Viruses do not cause disease. They are the result of disease. They are about disorder. They are about toxicity. They are about deficiency. They are about survival. And although viruses replicate rapidly, in recent years, the virus hunters have said, well, no, there are such things as slow viruses, like HIV, like HPV, which they're so slow, in fact, it could be 20, 30, 40, 50 years before they do anything. And even then, there's no evidence that they do anything. And that is another big reason why John Rappaport and I did the vaccine seminar, Armed and Dangerous. That's right, vaccines, Armed and Dangerous. The seminar they don't want you to hear. And if you go to robertscottbell.com right now, you will change your life for the better. If you click that link in the top right-hand corner, go over to WebSeed, download that event. 10 hours? Yeah, add it, and loads of documents being added. This is life-changing. In a powerful and positive way, you can never be duped again. Once you take this information to heart, you'll understand that their search for viruses is all a fear-based paradigm to keep you under pharmaceutical control. Total pharmaceutical control. Homeland Security only exists because you were scared. Come on. Abandon ye the Constitution? No, only if you're frightened out of your wits, which is what happened after 9/11. What do you call that? 9/11. They like to say inside job, then they discredit you for that. But it's an intelligence operation. We've gone over that here many times with the conspiracy realist Liam Sheff, who will be with me this week again during reporting from New York City, the big non-organic genetically modified apple that New York City has become. We've got lots of word there. I've got all these links up at robertscottbell.com, by the way. But the vaccine seminar, you got to understand this, that the vaccines are the future of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Without your obedience and fear to viruses, they lose. That's why they need this facility to tell you how scary the things are coming down the pike that they're going to create in their labs. They will not survive out here if you know what to do. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're lighting it up a little bit. Old people, you want to live longer? I'm going to tell you how. After this, it's our moment of done. Next.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, a company that cares, not only about you, but also the environment.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla!
You guys rocking the health world out there with me? Please tell your friends, family, neighbors, this is where health freedom lives in media. It is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. RobertScottBell.com. If you'd like to be part of the show today, we got another hour and a half or so to go. It's going fast. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you want to call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, leave me a message at 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. There you go. Hey, you guys exercise out there? I've got a story a little later I want to talk about addiction to exercise. Are you any of you addicted? We'll find out. There are three things you need to know to find out whether you are addicted. Do you need, like, Exercisers Anonymous, EA? We'll find out in a little while. But how many of you would like to be here and to see your grandkids and great-grandkids grow up? Anybody out there? And I you know, said, old people, how you doing out there? You want to live longer? What do you got to do? What do you have to do? Well, a new study, in fact. Occasionally they do studies on this and wonder if, you know, if eating better is right, if this is right, how about removing toxins is right. I wonder about exercise. And there's a study that just came out is so unbelievable, so obvious, so apparent. It could only be today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh. It's a study, and it shows what should be the obvious. Active seniors may outlive their sedentary peers. No, don't tell me. Exercise helps you to live longer? Yes, that's right. A new study provides more evidence. This is serious. A new study provides more evidence that physically active seniors may have a better overall health outlook. Yeah, that's right. Listen to this. Out of 893 people around 80 years of age, researchers found that the most active seniors had a lower risk of dying over the 4 years of the study compared to those who moved the least. Really? Come on. I could ask my sixth grade son the question. He can figure this out. Life is movement, is it not? And here's a quote. This is all. There's always the naysayers. Don't you love it about these studies? They're so obvious. The naysayers in, because we don't want to relinquish the fact that we might find a drug that will keep you alive forever. So we don't want to put all of our stock in exercise. So there's this Dr. Catherine Sarkeesian. She's director of the Los Angeles Community Academic Partnership for Research in Aging. Yeah, she says it's another strong piece of evidence that all seniors should be participating in physical activities. Okay, cool. We're good with you on that, Sarkeesian. But why must you have the caveat in here? Yeah, there's always a caveat coming from Sarkeesian here. This is amazing because we can't go all out and say that this is legitimate. While the department contends that according to its risk analysis, I'm sorry, I'm going to the wrong study here, just such a moment of duh. Here it is. Dr. Catherine Sarkeesian, director of the Los Angeles Community Academic Partnership for Research in Aging, who is, by the way, not involved in the new study, to counteract what she just said in favor of it, she told Reuters Health that this does not prove that exercise makes people live longer. No. It could be, listen to her, she's a doctor, it could be that people who are healthy enough to exercise are the ones who would have lived longer anyway. Right? So there's always that, the naysayer. It's not exercise that did it. It could be that you were healthy enough to exercise. I wonder, Dr. Sarkeesian, how is it that they got to be old enough to exercise? Could they be? This is the kind of thing, it's like, resistance is not futile, but science, the science recovering in science is futile. Doctors acknowledging science seems to be futile in this case. I mean, we acknowledge here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that the eldest among us, look, my mom, 78, is she? She always calls me and says, you chipped me on an age, older than you think. No, she's out there dancing almost every night, going out dancing, doing her exercise, water aerobics and stuff. Now, she confided in me the other day, she fell down. She tripped on, like, there was something in an object, she stepped on it, it caused her to lose her balance, she fell down, and no break. Her ankle twisted, no broken bones. She was in pain, like anybody would be. She's recovering, she's limping a little bit, but she, at 78, she fell down pretty hard and did not break a single bone. Why? Because she listens to little Scotty Bell, Robert Scott Bell Show. And one of the key things that I told her a long time ago was if you want to increase your skeletal integrity, your connective tissue integrity, you must increase your silicon intake. And you must call Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com to get your food grown silica. Do it now! He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And when we come back, I'll tell you why you need to call him to get your probiotics as well, because there's a big story on gastroenteritis, the rising death rate to gastrointestinal inflammation diseases. Why is it happening? The old media won't tell you, but the Robert Scott Bell Show will after this.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844.
That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, back in Rockin' the Health World, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Just confirmed right there on the break. Christopher Barr, not a doc, our nutritional historian friend, will be joining us today on the Robert Scott Bell Show to talk about white rice diabetes and the end of antibiotics. Oh, what are we to do? Is it the end of the world as we know it? And you feel fine? Oh, we hope so, because there's a lot of good that comes out of the, let's say, crumbling of an empire. Freedom begins to rise up, although a lot of people are afraid of chaos, but I think what we are in right now is a state of chaos where the government no longer acknowledges limiting documents, limiting its power. And that is the dangerous point of chaos. That is the dangerous point of anarchy. Not when the people say enough is enough, but when the government says there is no limit to our power. That is anarchy. And that is the state we are, some would say borderline, some would say we're already over that edge. Whatever you think, let me know. 800-259-5791. All of our affiliates all over planet Earth today. And, of course, additional 5 days of the week through Natural News Radio. We appreciate you joining in anytime. No cheap seats. The information doesn't go bad. No expiration dating required. And no synthetic, artificial, or dangerous additives, preservatives, or flavorings either. You just get what you get. All organic, non-GMO, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So, story out of the CDC. That's right. The Centers for Disease Creation have struck again. Deaths from gastroenteritis double. Double. The number of people who died from gastroenteritis, that includes the vomiting and diarrhea, doubled in the United States from 1999 to 2007. They're federal researchers. That's right. We need federal researchers. They're not researching anything to do with the Constitution, but they're researching the disease-making machinery and propping it up. The study by the CDC used data from the National Center for Health Statistics to identify gastroenteritis-associated deaths from 99 to 2007 among all U.S. age groups. And guess what they found? Guess what they found? Clostridium difficile and norovirus were the most common infectious causes of gastroenteritis-associated deaths, according to the report. See? They blame the microbe. That way they don't have to blame the doctors who caused it. That way they don't have to blame the food producers and processors and chemically grown farmers, the ADMs of the world, the Monsantos of the world. They don't want to put blame where blame actually rests. And of course, we the people who have consistently purchased their products, even if it was against your will. You didn't know, you did know. We are also to blame that we would allow corporatism run amok, the government to be involved in food production, to stamp approval on genetically modified organisms, and of course drugs like the proton pump inhibitors, like Nexium and Prevacid, etc., which have given rise to microbial life forms maybe or maybe not ever before in existence, like Clostridium difficile, identified never before, you know, what is it, 10, 20 years now, if that? Suddenly, it's everywhere. My doc says I have C. diff. Robert, what do I do? Yes, you can eradicate that microbe with silver and silver hydrosol, of course, because silver is antibacterial, no problem. But what about the inflammation within your gastrointestinal system? What was that caused by? They're going to say it's caused by the microbe, by the virus. No, those things are the result of inflammation that preceded it due to what? Interventions, vaccinations, antibiotics, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, colorings, flavorings, additives, preservatives, you name it. Organic chemistry is not organic in the same sense of the word we would like to go back to. The food that was being consumed by those who wrote the Bible, who lived at the time that was written, they drank raw milk filled with microbial stuff. Oh, how did they survive? Because they had gastrointestinal systems that were largely intact. And we've done everything we can in the Western world to destroy the integrity of the gastrointestinal system, which is why we must recover, why we must restore, why we must use silver hydrosol and aloe vera together three times a day prior to meals to drive down inflammation, to accelerate and upregulate regeneration through stimulation of stem cell activity at the source, the epithelial lining that has been destroyed by everything I've mentioned so far, including the medicines used to treat the so-called norovirus or C. difficile, more antibiotics. And we're going to talk about that next hour with Chris Barr because the antibiotics time is up and they're admitting it. That's right. Chen from, we'll get into that. Stand by on that. Lots more healing to go. Silver is also virostatic. If you are concerned that a virus is at play, it stops the virus from replicating on contact if you deliver it where it needs to go. That's another bit of good news. Probiotics, essential! Essential because our life depends on the microbial critters of our gastrointestinal system, without which life is over. We cannot turn our gastrointestinal tract into an aseptic container because life will cease to exist. Our life, our bodies, our temples, our gifts, the gifts of creation itself, done without the microbial flora. Organic soil, the real organic, depends on the billions and billions and billions of life forms there to make the nutrients bioavailable for the plants that we consume or the supplements that we take in living form. That's what we do here. And that's why I also want you to call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Call him on the break. 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Say, hey, Jonathan, I need some probiotics. I do need some silica because that will also help regenerate connective tissue. That includes the gastrointestinal lining that we're stimulating with the silver and the aloe and, of course, the probiotics. If you like L-glutamine, by all means, you can use that amino acid as well. And we can circumvent this disaster where they're saying the increased risk of death or actual death due to gastroenteritis. We can counteract that right here. Of course, you could still be sending your children to government indoctrination centers so they can get their daily dose of pink slime in their government-subsidized lunch meat. That's right. McDonald's rejected it. Taco Hell now rejected it. And it's going into your children who are in government education public schools. Pink slime. But the power of the new media. That's it. The new media. It's here. It's alive. It's well. It's Natural News. It's Robert Scott Bell. It's others that are doing their thing. It's Chris Barr getting the word out despite the propaganda through the old media that tells you we're doomed. There's no hope unless we have a virological center in Kansas, in Manhattan, Kansas, that will save us all. Of course, if you're at Kansas State University, get ready. The new fall fashion for you will be biohazard suits. Hey, if you send your kids to government schools, at least send them with food from home. Although we've got evidence that in some states, they're not letting you do that. So what you going to do? You're going to tell your friends about the place for health, freedom, liberty, in media, the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we rock the health world and simply remind you what? Yeah, you know it. After the news, more until then, the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.